he knows full well what happens when a community is upended because some kind of chemical gets into the drinking water supply, and he went to work.
Chairwoman Boxer addressed Senator Manchin, who is not a member of the Committee on Environment and Public Works, Thursday morning after its members passed the bill onto the full United States Senate with a recommendation it pass. The bill was introduced on January 27th, just 18 days after the chemical spill into the Elk River contaminated the drinking water of more than 300,000 West Virginians.
It's very unusual that we have a senator come, but I just felt, given the situation, and the people in West Virginia deserve to have their spirits lifted. This was wonderful.
Manchin gave a brief statement about the bill and the importance of the bipartisan support shown by the committee's members.
By the grace of God, it could have been any state. Really could have been.
No question.
It's something that we all took for granted or thought that everything above ground, whether it was hazmat or not, a hazardous material, should have been inspected, especially if it's close to your waterways or close to your filtration plants. That wasn't being done. And every one of the senators here on both sides of the aisle, in your state, same thing could happen. It happened in West Virginia.
The purpose of the 11-page bill is to protect surface water from contamination by chemical storage facilities. It calls for the establishment of a state source water protection program that provides oversight and inspections of chemical storage facilities. The bill sets minimum federal standards that chemical tanks must meet, including construction and leak detection requirements, secondary containment standards, and the development of emergency response plans. Companies must inform the state, the Environmental Protection Agency, and local water systems of the chemicals they store. Facilities in a source water area are required to be inspected every 3 years under the law, and all others every 5 years. The bill also gives the state authority to issue corrective orders and provides any costs the state may incur will be paid by site owners. Evan Hansen of Downstream Strategies says the bill matches up to the way West Virginia's Senate Bill 373 started the legislative process. That bill, which was signed into law earlier this week by Governor Tomlin, changed, however, as it worked its way through both houses of the legislature.
The West Virginia bill is much more comprehensive. They overlap in terms of having new regulations on above-ground storage tanks, but the West Virginia bill includes a lot more.
Things like installing early monitoring systems at water treatment facilities and long-term medical monitoring stemming from the January 9th incident. But Hansen says Manchin's bill is a start, particularly in states that aren't experiencing the aftermath of a spill like ours is. It provides those states with a framework to implement a regulatory program. But Hansen believes it could be stronger, particularly with the addition of source water protection plans that are now required in West Virginia.
They work with the local community to figure out how to minimize the risk that the drinking water will be contaminated. They come up with contingency plans. They make plans for alternative water sources.
Still, he says, if he were a member of Congress, he'd support the bill. Senator Rockefeller, who is a co-sponsor of the legislation, said in a release, the bill moves the U.S. toward closing loopholes in the regulatory system and protects taxpayers from footing the bill for any future chemical spills. There's no word yet from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's office if the bill will be put to a vote on the Senate floor.